Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for our family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 239. 239. We thank to the grace of the Lord Jesus that we are able to continue to gather in our homes to have our family altar. So we give all praises and thanks and glory to the name of Jesus. For our family altar tonight, let us refer to Psalms 63. Let us turn to Psalms 63. Psalm 63, here if you look at the title, it is the Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Let us read Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God, I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh faints for thee, as in a dry and weary land where no water is. So I have looked upon thee in the sanctuary, beholding thy power and glory. Verse 3. Because thy steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Verse 4. So I will bless thee as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on thy name. Verse 5. My soul is feasted as with marrow and fat, and my mouth praises thee with joyful lips. Verse 6. When I think of thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the watches of the night, verse 7, for thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy, verse 8. My soul clings to thee, thy right hand upholds me, verse 9. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth, verse 10. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be prey for jackals, verse 11. But the king shall rejoice in God with all who swear by him shall glory, for the mouth of liars will be stopped. So these psalms, it is the psalms when David was in the wilderness of Judah. So what is the background to these psalms? We can refer to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Let us read from the verse 14. 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 14. Verse 14. Then David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, or else there will be no escape for us from Absalom. Go in haste, lest he overtake us quickly, and bring down evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. So this 2 Samuel chapter 15 tells us about the revolt of Absalom. So at the time, David made this decision that they are to flee from Jerusalem. Let's continue. Let us read verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. And all the country wept aloud as all the people passed by, and the king crossed the brook of Kidron, and all the people passed on toward the wilderness. And Abiathar came up, and lo, Zadok came also with all the Levites, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they set down the Ark of God until the people had passed out of the city. 25. Then the king said to Zadok, carry the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and let me see both it and his habitation. So the background here tells us at that time, David, he has to flee from Jerusalem. Earlier, Abiathar wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant along, but David says no. So at that time, David, he was separated from the Ark and he went into the wilderness. So at the time, David, when he was in the wilderness, he looked up to the Lord and reaffirmed his faith. And of course, he hoped that at the soonest, he was able to go back to Jerusalem again to worship the Lord. So here tell us about a temporal separation between David and the Ark where the presence of the Lord was. So in Psalms chapter 63, it tells us about the thirsty soul. It tells us about the soul of David who thirsted for God. So in the Psalm 63, there are altogether 11 verses. So these 11 verses, we can divide it into three parts. So the first part here tells us it from verses 1 to 4. Then the second part, 5 down to 8. And the third part from the 9 down to 11. So in the first part here, tell us the soul that thirsts for God. So from verses 1 to 4, it tells us many important teachings as to thirsting for God. So in the verse 1, O God, thou art my God, I seek thee. So today, for us to be able to seek after the Lord, we must be able to place God as the most important in our life. Here David says, O God, thou art my God. So he reckons that the Lord is the most important in his life, that the Lord God was the Lord over his life. So that's why David says, I seek thee. So to the Israelites, God is the very important. As in the Mark chapter 12, verse 29 tells us, Jesus answered them, which is the first commandment. The first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So in the Hebrew, this is Shema. In a day, the Israelites, they must recite this twice. So it is a reminder of their relationship with God. So the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So we know definitely He is the one true God. But in our lives, He must be the number one. Then we are able to seek after Him. So in the Psalm 63, here David says, O God, thou art my God, I seek thee. So this is what the Lord wants us to do, that we should seek after Him. And in the verse 1, tell us about our attitude, how we should seek after Him. Here says, my soul thirsts for thee, my flesh faints for thee, as in a dry and weary land where no water is. So here tells us the attitude. We must thirst for the Lord, just like to in a land, a dry land, where there is no water. Just like to the Psalms 42, this is a very beautiful Psalms. It tells us about the heart. As a heart longs for flowing stream, so longs my soul for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So here tells us about those who really thirst for the Lord. As we know, water is important. So today we must seek the Lord to this extent. Then we will be blessed by the Lord. So in the verse 2, Psalm 63 verse 2. Here tells us now, secondly, where to seek the Lord. Verse 2 says, so I have looked upon thee in the sanctuary, beholding thy power and the glory. So we know today it tells us about the church. So today, how are we to thirst for the Lord? How are we to seek for the Lord? We turn to the Lord. We go to the church to worship. Because the church, it is the body of the Lord. So the presence of the Lord is there. There He make Himself manifest to us. And in the verse 3, here now tell us why we seek after the Lord, why we thirst after Him. Verse 3, because thy steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Here tells about the love of the Lord. So why today we want to thirst for the Lord? Because of His love. We know there is no greater love than the love of the Lord Jesus, where even though while we were weak, we were yet sinners, He died for us. So this is the greatest love that was manifested. And we thank the Lord today. He loves us, and in our life, He always keep watch over us to guide us, to protect us, to provide for us. And most important, He wants us to obtain His eternal life. So why today we seek the Lord? Because of the love of the Lord that relates to our salvation. And in the verse 4. Verse 4 now tells us the channel. How are we to thirst for the Lord? How are we to seek after the Lord? Verse 4. So I will bless thee as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on thy name. So here tell us about calling upon the name of the Lord. So it tells us about the prayer. So today we should thirst for the Lord. We should seek after Him through our prayer to Him. Just likened to the Bible verse in the Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29 from the verse 12, if we read, here says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So this is the assurance given to us by the Lord. Of course, today we must thirst for Him. We must seek after Him through our prayers. So in the verses 1 to 4, the first part tells us the soul that thirsts for God. So today, let us thirst for our Lord God. He must be important in our life, the most important, and our attitude must be correct. We must thirst for Him. Then, where to thirst, where to seek after Him? Here says today in the house of the Lord. And today we seek Him because of His great love for us. And today we want to spend more time in prayer so that we are able to communicate with Him, to be close to Him. Then in the second part, from verses 5 down to 8, here tells us, the soul who thirsts for the Lord will be quenched. So in the verse 5, my soul is feasted as with marrow and the fat. Here tells us about the satisfaction, about the nourishment. Because if one thirsts after the Lord, then they will be satisfied as in a feast. So here says, my mouth praises thee with joyful lips. So there will be joy, not only satisfaction, but there will be joy in us. Especially verse 6 says, when I think of thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night of the watches. So today, we are able to always reflect, always think about the Lord. So in us, there is the quietness, there is the calmness in the night. Because we always think of Him, we thirst for Him. Then in the verse 7, here tells us, for thou hast been my help. So in the verse 7 tells us, what is the outcome? Today we will receive the help of the Lord. And here says, in the shadow of thy wings, I will sing for joy. So this shadow of the wings tells us about the protection of the Lord. So today we will be protected by the Lord. The Lord will preserve us. And verse 8, my soul clings to thee, thy right hand upholds me. So this right hand, it is the powerful hand, the supporting hand of the Lord, the hand that gives us strength. Alright, so today, this second part tells us, if we thirst after the Lord, we seek after Him, then we will gain satisfaction. We will be joyful. We will have the good rest, quietness, calmness in our life. Then we will receive help, protection, and the support from the Lord. And lastly, here from the verses 9 down to 11. 9 to 11 here tells us about the joy in the Lord because of the victory. So verse 9 says, but those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be prey for the jackals. Alright, so here tells us about the victory against the enemy. And of course, today we know our greatest enemy, it is the devil. So we will gain victory against the devil, who always like a prowling lion who wants to devour us. But with the help of the Lord, we are able to be victorious because we are those who thirst after Him. We are those who seek after Him. And in the verse 11 tells us, but the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by Him shall glory, for the mouth of the liars will be stopped. So here again tells us about the joy in God because of the victory that He will give to us. Alright, so this is Psalm 63. It tells us, it reminds us today to thirst for our Lord. And we will be blessed by Him. Now we will pray. in our prayer, let's continue to pray that the Lord guide us, that we're able at this time to self-examine ourselves, to know the condition of our faith and our relationship with Him. So in this time, let us pray more, let us spend time to draw near to the Lord, to build up ourselves in our faith, to continue to guide the whole family in this family altar. Now let's together, we kneel down and pray. We pray that the Lord bless us and guide us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, mighty. Hallelujah. Praise the
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom comes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, today, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and thy power and glory forever. Amen. We thank the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. We end our family altar here. May the Lord bless us and give us peace. Amen.